The Mets and Marlins get set for what would be a classic on Thursday in Miami, and the scoring starts with a bang in the very first inning.
Here's the pitch to Darnell. Swing on a grounder inside the first base bag, a fair ball. It's going down the line. It could clear the bases. Flores is in. Bruce is in. Walker around third. He's coming home. He scores standing. Diving into third without a throw there is Travis Darnell. He has a three-run triple. And the Marlins' lead is cut to 4-3. 2-1 to Granderson. Swing and a drive to center. That's a base hit, and the game is tied. Granderson on at first. He's got an RBI single against the lefty Chen. As Darnell comes home from third, just like that, Mets 4, Marlins 4.
2-2 is blasted deep left center. Good night. Thanks for coming. That ball sails way out of here. Beyond the 427 marker. Yoenis Cespedes with an absolute monster shot to left center. But the Mets have a 5-4 lead. 44th pitch of the night from Chen is the one he'd love to have back. Now Flores following up, drives it deep to left. That ball to the track, to the wall, it is gone! Back-to-back pitches, and the Mets are up 6-4. Wilmer Flores continues to absolutely destroy left-hand pitching. Mets have come back to take a 6-4 lead. Biggest hit they've had from Yoenis Cespedes, and he will lead things off now.
The first pitch to Yoenis, hit deep to left field. He's hit another tape measure job. Way into the second deck above the bullpens in left field. Yoenis Cespedes is on some kind of a power surge just over the last few days. He is homered for the second time in this game. He had three homers in a game just a couple of nights ago. And it is now 7-4 New York. A sacrifice fly by Stanton. The Mets lead is 7-6. Now Terry Collins out to the mound, predictably takes the ball from Gesellman. So Robert, probably paying the fine in this inning for the long first inning, will not qualify for a win, but who knows if the Mets will. Their lead's been cut to 1. Mets 7, Marlins 6. The 1-1 fastball hit in the air the other way, deep to left. Cespedes going back, takes a look, and it's off the base of the wall in play. In the score is Ellis going to third, and holding there is Yelich. And on at second with a double and a run batted in is Justin Bour, and the Marlins have tied the game 7-7. The 1-1 breaking ball hit on the ground through the hole, base hit right field. Marlins take the lead. Yelich is in. Bour digging for the plate. The throw, the slide. He is out at the plate. Jay Bruce throws out Justin Bour. And the Marlins are done in the fifth, but they have taken the lead as the Marlins score 4 runs. And at the end of 5 innings here in Miami, it's Miami 8 and New York 7.
Extends the lead by half a step. 2-0 to Bruce is curled and a left, a base hit. Here comes Cespedes rounding third. He'll zoom to the plate. Throw coming in. The tag, he goes in standing there, and he's safe! And they're going to argue that, or at least appeal it. They're going to want to go to the videotape. But Cespedes standing up even at a home plate as he went marching down the third base line. We think this is an 8-8 tie. And the Marlins want to have it reviewed. And if this is an out, there has got to be a conversation about the art of the slide with Yoenis Cespedes. Ozuna's got a great arm. Here we go. Is it 8-7 or 8-8? He's out. And it's 8-7 still.
Top 8. 8-7 Miami. Here's the 2-1 to Conforto. Swing and a drive towards the gap in right center. It's deep. Stanton back. Won't get it. It's in for a hit. Bounces off the wall. Stays in play. Hitting third, Darnell. He's being waved home. Gordon's relay throw to the plate. Not in time. Darnell slides in with a tying run. Conforto goes all the way to third. We are tied 8-8. And Michael Conforto has come off the bench and delivers another whopper of a hit for the New York Mets. And now the Mets will try and do something about breaking this long-standing tie. It's been 8-8 since the Mets tied it in the eighth inning.
Swing by Darnell. He drives it deep to left. That ball's got a shot. That ball's going to go. Home run. Travis Darnell. 9-8 New York in the top of the 16th inning at 12:32 in the morning. And it's Travis Darnell that got it done.
Darnell caps his first career 4-hit game. 9-8 Mets is your final in 16. This game goes 5 hours and 38 minutes. Hansel Robles appears for the fourth straight game out of the Mets bullpen and throws two scoreless innings for the win. The Mets have now won five straight games. Terry Collins pulls out all the stops on Thursday as his club improves to 7-3 on the year.
Well, it's very impressive. He's got to be dog tired. We're going to give him a couple days to get some energy back, but very impressed with the way, you know, the way the whole team played, the way he played. I mean, they rose up, they hung in there, they're dog tired. Pretty impressive game to win.
What stood out to you the most about the way that your bullpen worked? Which guys in particular really stood out to you for what they were able to do?
Well, you mean, you know, certainly, you know, we asked, you know, Jerry to come in. You know, I thought Montero gave us a couple good innings. Jerry came in a tough spot, and but really Smoker. You know, he, you know, smoked three innings. He was gassed when he came out. He hasn't pitched that much in a long time, and but he kept us in the game. And, you know, then Hansel Robles at the end. We can say what we ever want about, you know, he makes a mistake here and there, but I'll tell you, that's 4 days in a row. And he called us, said I'm okay to pitch, because otherwise he wasn't going to pitch tonight. And so, you know, I salute him.
New York got 11 and one-third innings from the bullpen on Thursday, and Hansel Robles got the final six outs of the game, pitching for the fourth straight contest.
When I started to realize that there weren't a whole lot of pitchers left, you know, it's one of those things I could have probably used a day, but ultimately I felt good, so I decided to go ahead and give him a call and tell him that I felt good that I could do this.
Travis d'Arnaud is starting to provide the offensive punch that New York expected when the team traded for him. D'Arnaud reaches base five times in the 16-inning game, including his game-winning home run.
Be up 1-0 against this great team. They beat us at home last time, so it's a pretty big win for us.
And I couldn't help, I mean, like, jogging around the bases, like, how tired, like, were your legs? Did they feel heavy? Did you feel, after
that
home run?
Well, the emotions of the home run helped lift my legs a little bit. So.
But you could feel, they felt heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Around what point did they start feeling a little heavy for you tonight?
Probably the 10th.
With just a lot of Pedialyte, a lot of...
A lot of water, Pedialyte, just hydrate. Probably eat again tonight later on, stuff like that.
Do you approach that bat any differently, just in the sense that some guys on the little schedule of the pitch, he comes in thinking, maybe he'll throw a fastball away from me?
No, left-handed pitcher. Just look at my pitch.
Travis, how satisfied are you with the start to the season?
Oh, it's great. We're 7-3 or something like that, five-game winning streak, so it's huge for us to be started like this, and it's been fun.
And the fact that you played such a significant role in that 7-3 season.
Yeah, that's a bonus. For me, it's more about winning, and this clubhouse is awesome. It's awesome.
The Mets will try to keep things going on Friday when Noah Syndergaard takes the mound at Marlins Park.